Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place.
Do you ever lie in bed and you just can't get yourself comfortable, no matter how you position yourself? Maybe you're waking up really stiff and achy. Maybe you've got trouble falling asleep. Maybe you've got trouble staying asleep. That's what we're talking about today. So welcome everybody to Back Chat. I see a few of you coming on to this chat live already. So welcome if you are here live. Welcome if you watch this on the replay as well. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. And for those of you who don't know me, I am a yoga and Pilates teacher for those who suffer from scoliosis. So that is my thing, and that's what my whole YouTube channel is about as well, if you've kind of landed here by chance. And that's what we're talking about on the side a little bit today, because we are going to be talking about sleep, obviously, because this is a really important topic and probably one of the most requested topics here in this community. And I did not expect this to happen at all. So when I first talked about sleep, I thought, oh, I don't know if anybody's interested in hearing about this. Well, turns out a lot of you are interested in hearing about this. So I'm going to be sharing with you quite a few things today. So I'm going to be talking about why it is so difficult to get sleep with scoliosis. I'll talk to you about positioning, because that's, again, that's one of the most requested things. How should I sleep? On which side should I sleep? So we'll talk about that a little bit, about alignment. And then we're going to talk about sleep habits as well. And I would love for you, if you are here live and you're not driving or doing other things, to get involved here, because it's not just me. We're all sharing what works for us here. So if you've got any tips for anyone else as well, something that has worked for you to get better sleep, then feel free to get involved as well. And then the last thing I'm going to be talking about is what you can do if you're kind of waking up and still feeling tired and still feeling achy from the night. So that's what we've got today. Let me know if you can all hear me okay in the chat. That would be great. And we'll get going in a moment. Good. So why is it so difficult to get good sleep here? And maybe you're saying, well, actually, I don't have a problem sleeping. I'm guessing you do, though, because otherwise you probably wouldn't be here today. And I think we've all asked ourselves this: is there kind of a best way of sleeping? Is it enough, what I'm doing currently? Am I getting enough sleep? So all of these are really, really important questions. Good. So Laura is asking, I have the following question. I'm currently having micro awakenings, and I wonder if this may be caused due to scoliosis and my necessity of changing position. So, welcome, Laura. Unfortunately, there's probably not a clear answer to this. Why exactly is it that, and I'm guessing that you're kind of, you're falling asleep, okay, but then you're waking up quite a few times during the night. Right. And we have to remember, we've got these sleep cycles, which last about an hour and a half. So you kind of go through this one sleep cycle, and then you come into the little bit more shallow side of the wave again, where you're a little bit easier to wake up. And these are, so I would maybe look at the times maybe that you're waking up. Is it always the same time? So that would be something interesting to notice. Is it during the times where you're in the little bit more awake phase already, lighter sleep phase, where you're then getting disturbed. And that in itself, as long as you're getting your full sleep cycle, that is not a huge problem, I would say, as long as you go back to sleep again. And positioning is absolutely, and this kind of brings me into the challenges, obviously, with scoliosis. Positioning can absolutely be a problem. And we have to remember, we always talk about sitting and how bad sitting is for you, of course. And that is just because we're stuck in one position for long periods of time. Now, lying down is not nearly as bad as sitting for long periods of time, but still we are in one position for a long period of time. So this is what we have to keep in mind. And when Laura is saying that she might need to change position, again, I wouldn't see this as a bad thing. In a way, I would probably quite like there to be a little bit of movement and repositioning, because then your body kind of has a chance to reorganize itself rather than being in one position stuck the whole time. So scoliosis comes with asymmetry. It comes with usually a hip imbalance, so a shift of the hips, a tilt of the hips possibly. It comes sometimes with a rib hump, so an outward curvature on one side. There could be a shoulder imbalance. So there's kind of a few different things. It also comes with a rotation, which is important to know, especially if you are a side sleeper. And I'll probably demonstrate this in a moment, why this is so important to understand. So obviously we have this asymmetry, then that means if you sleep on one side, it's not going to be exactly as it is sleeping on the other side. Again, this in itself is not a problem. It becomes a problem when there is compression of joints, when there is muscle tightness, achiness, and generally kind of sinking into your curvature a little bit more. Again, this does not have to be a problem, but sometimes it is, of course. And what I always say to people when they ask me, how should I be sleeping? The most important thing is that you are actually getting a good night's sleep. So if you have a preferred way of sleeping and you do not wake up with stiffness or pain, then I would be inclined to say, well, keep doing what you're doing, because you're obviously doing a good job if you are sleeping really well, because that is the most important thing. Sleeping is when your nervous system comes into the rest and digest state. It is when the healing is happening. It is when you're down regulating. It is when your whole system regulates itself. So it's really, really important when we look at things like chronic pain, for example. The first thing we would want to know is, how do you sleep? And are you getting a good night's sleep? So really, really important. So if you don't sleep well, you might all have experienced this. You might just kind of wake up and everything is already feeling a little bit achy, and it kind of takes a long time to get yourself going in the morning. Good. So let me pause here for a moment, because we're getting a little bit more into the sleeping positions and alignment here right now. So feel free to let me know if you've got any specific questions here. So those of you who are in the Shine membership, you know, obviously, that I would usually say, if you can, try sleeping on your back, because that's the way that your spine is kind of evenly, the load is evenly distributed. It's the best way for your back. Now, this might be causing you other problems, of course. So if you then tend to snore, or there's any other things that are preventing you from breathing properly, then we need to change this, of course. So it doesn't work for everyone. But if you can, if you're happy lying on your back, then that is probably the best way. And the best way is, in my opinion, also if you can support your head somehow. So if you've got something like a pillow that you can kind of wrap around your head a little bit to prevent your head going from turning to the side, then that's even better. Because what happens sometimes, we're sleeping on our back and then the head falls over to the side and then we wake up with neck trouble. So that's obviously not what we want. So sleeping on the back is the preferred way. Opposite of that is sleeping on your belly, which is probably the worst way to sleep. And I haven't met anyone so far, any health professional, who would say that for anybody, sleeping on the belly is a good idea. Because we just end up in a really, really awkward position with a twist. And usually one leg goes out to the side and we're turning our head. And this is just kind of a recipe for disaster when you're waking up. Now, it's fine if you're really young and your system adapts very easily. But as you're getting older, this might start to be causing some problems. Good. So I'm going to change my camera right now because I want to show you a little bit. Oh, you can see a bit of my studio there. There we go. So there is my lovely studio. I'm going to get myself ready to show you a little bit of what I mean by compression when you're lying down on the side. Good. So I haven't gone away completely. Here I am. I just wanted to show you here with my lovely spine t-shirt on. So this kind of represents my curvature, so left lumbar, right thoracic curve, which tends to be the most common curvature for scoliosis. So you can see it here going to the right and then here going to the left. Relatively mild, but for the purpose of demonstration, I hope that this makes sense for you. So let's have a look what happens if I lie on my left side. And I'm hoping you can see the curvature here. So if I lie on my left side, can you see how I'm sinking more into that lumbar curve here? And that is actually my bigger curve. So it's not a complete representation of my spine. My lumbar curve is bigger than my thoracic curve. And the problem area is going to be here. It's going to be here. Because this is where the compression of the vertebrae is going to happen. And for some people even, and I do have a little bit of space, but not much, you might be coming really, really close for the ribs and the top of the hips to touch when you're lying on the side. Now, you do have to keep in mind that this is obviously hard surface here, as I'm in my yoga studio, I'm not in my bed. So this is even worse when you're sinking down into your mattress. Now, let's have a look what happens if I lie on the other side. So I'm going to lie here on the other side. You could say the same here for the thoracic curve, that it's sinking a little bit more into the ground. However, because we've got the rib cage here, it's not so much of a problem. So there is a little bit, the load is a little bit more evenly distributed because of the rib cage kind of protecting that area as well. So I always say I would go according to what your lumbar curve, if you've got two curves, is suggesting. So if at all possible, if you have a curve like me, I would suggest, can we maybe lie on the right side? Because that's less of a problem here for the thoracic and actually for the lumbar part with gravity. This is actually being pushed down. So it's going against my curvature and just creating a little bit of space here. So that would kind of be the preferred way of sleeping. Now, if you do want to sleep on your left side, we might want to add a little bit of extra underneath. So we could add, for example, a blanket here underneath the left side. And can you see how this is just giving that curve here in the lumbar spine just a little bit more of a lift and keeping that top side a little bit more open? So that would be kind of a better way of being on the left side. Now, the other thing that happens in this position sometimes, and this goes with or without the support, we might relax and we might start to end up, well, hopefully we're relaxed, that's what we want, but we might end up in this position where the top knee kind of slides forwards and we're in this kind of hybrid side lying, belly lying position. Which again, now I feel the pressure a little bit more into my lower back because that area is a little bit more twisted now. Now, again, in the short term, that might not be causing me so much trouble, but it will be if I'm staying like that for 8 hours. So what you can do in this case is use another blanket or pillow, and we're going to bring this in between the legs like that. So I'm going to take this blanket again for my lumbar curve and then just kind of lifting my knee up a little bit more. And what this does is brings the knee in line with the top hip, rather than when it's lower, is going to slide down in this direction. If I have this lifted up, there's a little bit more balance and the hips stay stacked on top of each other. Good. So this is kind of, these are the core principles, I would say, of when you're positioning yourself, when you're lying on your side, which is always something that comes up. So if it's a lumbar curve, go sleep on the concave side of your lumbar curve or support the convex side. If it's a main thoracic curve, it doesn't matter so much. But if you only have a thoracic curve, I would also say just see if you can sleep on the concave side. But it's a little bit less of a worry in that one. Good. So I'm going to go back to my screen here. I'm hoping that this made sense in terms of sleeping positions before I talk a little bit more about some routines that we could implement. There I am again. Any questions so far? Good. So, some habits. And feel free to chip in if you've got anything where you feel like this is working for you. So I can tell you what's working for me. I can tell you from the research I've been looking at as well, of some habits that we can implement. Good. Anna's asking pillow size. Do you mean when you're lying on your side? So generally, and this is also what I always say in our yoga classes. Sorry, just making sure my microphone is there. Is that your neck should be in line with the rest of the spine. So when you're lying on your side and you have quite wide shoulders, you need a little bit of a bigger pillow, of course. If you're lying on your back, you want your chin dropping down a little bit. So you just want enough head support that it doesn't feel like you're kind of pushing your head completely forward, being in a forward head position. So it kind of depends on your individual structure and individual shape. If you're lying on your back, less is probably better. If you're lying on your side, a little bit more might be better. Good. So if we think about those kind of cycles, those natural sleep cycles that we've got, we want to make sure, obviously, that we're setting our bodies up in the best way as possible. And the best way, really, the most natural way for us is to sleep when it's dark and to be up when it's light. Now, this is easily said, not usually easily done, especially if you're somewhere like me, like in the UK, where we do not have a lot of sunlight in those winter months. And why is sunlight important? It is important for vitamin D, of course, so we do have to make sure, especially with scoliosis, that we do get enough vitamin D. So in the winter months, I will always take a supplement of vitamin D. I'll also make sure that I get a walk in and get sun exposure as early as possible. So you really want to go to the early morning sun. So try to get up and then get out if it's light and get your 30 minutes of sunlight into the system. Same thing if you can in the evening, just before the sun goes down. And it really, really helps to promote that natural sleep pattern. Good. So my curve goes to the right. The doctor told me to always try to keep my left arm up. For example, when I'm sitting driving in the car. But are you saying when I sleep, I should be sleeping on my right? Where is your curvature? Is it in the thoracic or is it in the lumbar spine? So I am saying what I'm hearing from your doctor, if your curvature is going to the right, like in my example here, so this is going to the right, and he's telling you to lift your left arm, I agree with that, right? Because we see what's happening with that curvature here. So you want to create space in that thoracic curvature. So when you're thinking about sleeping, yes, I would probably agree to sleep on the left side, not on the right side for you. But that depends on where is your curvature exactly. Good. I started getting up and going for a walk the last couple of months. It's helped a lot. Do you mean in the middle of the night? Are you going for a walk in the middle of the night? This would be my question. Okay, and then we've got Ashara. The curve is at the top like yours. Left is more comfortable. Yeah, if you only have a small lumbar curvature going to the left, then and the bigger curvature is on the right, then yes, maybe sleeping on the left side is the better way. But again, it's very difficult for me to give advice like that to you because I don't know you and I don't know what your individual compensation is. So are your hips kind of shifted to the right or are they shifted to the left? What happens when you're lying down? So what you could do is you could take a picture of yourself. So just like set yourself up like me lying on your side, take a picture of yourself and then have a look and how your spine is positioned. And are you kind of sinking into your curvature or does it feel like you're quite evenly supported there? Good. So morning light in the evenings, and this is obviously kind of a no-brainer and I probably don't have to tell you this. We want to make sure we reduce the artificial light stimulation like phones, devices, as much as possible, obviously. So always see if you can kind of bring in a little bit of wind down time. So maybe the hour before you go to bed, we'll try to not have any screens. I know it's easier said than done. But especially if you have trouble falling asleep, that can be really, really useful. The other thing that can be helpful is lowering your body temperature. So this is an interesting one. So just like when it's dark, we're designed to go to sleep. We're also designed to go to sleep when the temperature starts to cool down a little bit more. And we all know this, and nobody sleeps well when it's too hot, right? It's not, If it's cold, it's also not very nice, but probably a little bit easier to do than when it's too hot. So lowering the temperature, the body temperature, whatever that might be, you could even just stick your feet out from underneath the duvet, for example, just to lower the body temperature a little bit. If you are like me though, and your feet are generally cold anyway, you might not need this at all. So your body temperature might already be perfectly fine to go to sleep. So I'm just giving you some different ideas. The other thing, obviously, that we want to make sure is that we are rested. And that kind of sounds a little bit strange, because we think like, well, if I'm going to sleep, that's when I'm getting my rest. Not necessarily, right? And I don't know if you can relate to this. Sometimes if we have a lot of things going on in our brain, it feels like you do not feel rested, right? You might be getting some sleep, but there is just so much noise and so many things going on that we do not feel rested at all. And in this case, I would treat your rest time separately from your sleeping time. So not saying, oh, I need to get to sleep because I need to rest, but I need to rest because I need to get to sleep. Thinking about it slightly differently. And I find things like breathing exercises, yoga, obviously, yoga nidra, especially, to be really, really helpful for that. And what I would do for this, I would not practice this any time just before going to bed or even after waking up. I would practice this during the day sometimes, just to make sure we completely separate the two. I would also make sure I don't practice lying in my bed, but I will practice anywhere else, on a yoga mat or even on the sofa or somewhere else. And you can get lots of yoga nidra, guided yoga nidra, audios free of charge. There's lots of different apps where you can find those. And it's such a great way of relaxing your brain. And when your brain is a little bit more relaxed, you'll find it a little bit easier to go to sleep as well. Good. So any other tips that you guys might have before I go on to what we can do in the morning when we're waking up? Good. So I have a few great videos actually on this topic as well, and I might put the link in the description. To me, it already starts when you're still lying in bed and you're opening your eyes. There's already a lot of things that you can do while you're lying in bed. So there's lovely, there's some, somebody mentions stretching. So there's some lovely stretches, obviously, that you can do. You can already start to mobilize the system. So think about moving all the joints in your body, gently stretching the hamstrings. I wouldn't go to full-on stretches, certainly not early in the morning. But just thinking about, can I bring a little bit of movement into every single part of my body? Good. So I'm just looking at this chat. Stephanie, I'm not quite sure what you mean. I don't know if I missed your message before. Good. So moving in the morning, keeping it quite gentle, making sure you're moving every single part of your body. I do have a few practice videos here on this channel. I would also look at, if you enjoy yoga, I would look at lots of standing poses. So kind of starting in your bed if you want to start with some stretches. But then I would go very much, make sure I get up, and I do some standing poses. So that could be your warrior poses, warrior one, two, three, depending on how you're feeling on the day, how maybe testing your balance, right? How's your balance today? You could do some of these things while you're brushing your teeth, right? We do not have to complicate those things. So maybe a little tree pose while you're brushing your teeth. It's actually great because it's disturbing your system a little bit. It's going to make you wobble a little bit, which is even better because your brain has got to learn and how to bring you back to center. So these are maybe some things that you could think about just kind of bringing into your routine. Again, it doesn't have to be long at all, but a little bit of movement in the morning is going to kind of shake off whatever position we were stuck in for the night, helping your body to rebalance before you go off into your day and do all the activities that you want to do. Good. So next live topics, you can find this on my Instagram. So if you look at my Instagram at move with, and this is why I know people always ask me to recommend mattresses and pillows and all of that. You kind of have to try this out for yourself because I cannot feel what you're feeling, right? So Lauren is already saying, so her curve is more extreme. Maybe her curve is slightly different balanced as well. Like for me, it's more the lumbar curve and then a little bit of thoracic. So we need to kind of try out a few things to find what works for us. And as I said in the beginning, it's much more important that you sleep rather than having the perfect alignment when you're sleeping, because you are not going to make your actual scoliosis curve worse unless if you are a teenager, if you're still growing, then this is a little bit more debatable. That's why they stick them into braces sometimes. So they do want them to be in this position. But once you're an adult, you're not going to make your scoliosis curve worse by sleeping in the wrong position. Yes, you might be feeling more pain. So that's a different situation, obviously. So that's why we need to make sure we find the right props and all of that. Good, lovely. So I'm hoping that this has kind of covered all the main things in terms of sleeping. Have a look at my Instagram. As I said, this is where I keep you updated on what's coming up on Backchat Live. We do have a sale that is starting on Monday as well. If you are looking at joining us maybe in the Shine membership, then have a look out for that. Basically, if you keep in touch with me, I will tell you more about that next week. Good. We've got somebody saying good morning. I wonder where you are. My latest x-ray says mild levo scoliosis. Any advice? So yes, I would ask more questions is my advice, because levo scoliosis just means it's a curvature going to the left. But we don't know where exactly in the spine this is. So I would get a little bit more information on this, maybe where exactly the curve is. I would try to find out how big the curvature is, usually measured in a Cobb angle. And then we can have a look at what exactly is the problem that we're trying to solve. And usually we look at the symptoms, right? If you do not have any problems with your scoliosis, then it's much more about maintenance, making sure you're setting yourself up for longevity, because you are going to live in this body, hopefully, for a long, long time. So we want to make sure that you are as strong and balanced as possible. So obviously, exercise is going to be the way forward, really. And there's lots and lots of resources here on this channel. Okay, so Stephanie is asking, how do you feel about sleeping on heating pad? How do I feel about this? I would ask why. And this might just simply be because you're going through some muscle pain and you want to relax your muscles, in which case I would say, yeah, that's probably a good idea, because in that case, our muscles enjoy heat, of course, and it can help us to relax the muscles. I did obviously say about the body temperature and cooling the body temperature, but this is really about what is the best thing to do for us to help us fall asleep. Again, there's not one size fits all answer, because we all have different systems. Do you do stretching hamstrings before sleep? I don't. No, I don't. And it is much more about calming the nervous system rather than stretching anything, because I feel that this is almost too aggressive and we want to do everything to get ourselves gently prepared for sleep. Good. So thank you so much, guys. As I said, keep looking out for the topics coming up. Keep looking out. If you're on my mailing list, you will find out about the autumn sale on Monday. And otherwise, I'll see you very soon. Bye, guys.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.